From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The British artist Banksy has made a name for himself by being subversive and by insisting on anonymity, which is a bit complicated now that he's nominated for an Academy Award. His documentary, Exit Through the Gift Shop, is about street artists, including himself. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it appears he is conducting an Oscar campaign by way of graffiti in Los Angeles.
I'm standing in an alleyway behind the clothing store Urban Outfitters near UCLA, and this is where you can find a graffiti piece rumored to be by the British artist known as Banksy. It's a stencil of a little boy pointing a machine gun, only instead of bullets in the cartridges, there are crayons.
This one's called The Crayola Shooter. He's making a commentary on children that are forced to participate in war.
What's your name?
Sarah Tobin.
Do you think this is from Banksy?
I think definitely. I mean, if it's not from Banksy, it's from a really good copycat artist.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your name?
Logan Usna.
Do you think this is part of his campaign to get an Oscar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is free advertising.
It's no coincidence that Banksy's graffiti is popping up just before the Oscars, says Variety film critic and editor Peter DeBruges.
As campaign strategies go for, winning an Academy Award, it's about as unconventional as it gets. I mean, first of all, it's illegal.
DeBruges says most filmmakers gun for an Oscar by schmoozing at festivals or offering chances to rub elbows with Hollywood A-listers.
I'm not sure that the generally conservative, older voting audience at the Academy really responds to graffiti as opposed to, wine and cheese parties. But this is Banksy, and this is what, he's expected to do.
Bombing walls with graffiti is certainly a creative way to get around the fact that the filmmaker fiercely guards his anonymity. For years, the secretive Banksy has created sensations with his stealth street art around the world. And in his documentary, he's shown only in the shadows, hooded, and with his voice distorted.
The film is the story of what happened when this guy tried to make a documentary about me, but he was actually a lot more interesting than I am. So now the film is kind of about him.
I tried in vain to score an interview with Banksy, but my requests were pretty much laughed at. Even the film's main protagonist, the fame-seeking artist known as Mr. Brainwash, didn't want to talk. Banksy's antics make the producers of this year's Academy Awards show a bit nervous. Bruce Davis is executive director of the Motion Picture Academy.
We're not absolutely certain that he's going to be in the audience, but if he is, we will make it easy for him to get there.
So you have his picture?
No. All we have is the same picture everybody else has, a guy in a hoodie or a man in a full head monkey mask.
Davis says he's convinced Exit Through the Gift Shop is a real documentary and not a hoax, and he made an agreement with the film's producer, Jamie DeCruz.
If that film should win, Mr. DeCruz will go to the stage, and then we'll all wait and see what else happens. So we could have a moment on the Academy Awards.
You're anticipating possible shenanigans.
Well, I think with Banksy, if you're not anticipating shenanigans, you haven't been paying attention. Shenanigans are what he does.
So now the question is if Banksy will use the Oscars as his moment to reveal his true identity to a worldwide television audience on Hollywood's biggest night. College students and Banksy fans Juan Fernandez and Noel Wright say that's doubtful. You think he'll show his face at the Oscars?
No, absolutely not. Probably not. Hopefully not. I don't want him to.
That's part of the appeal. We don't know who he is.
Oh, he might get arrested.
Will Banksy win an Oscar but then get handcuffed? Will he blend into the audience incognito? Or will he just stay away from the red carpet altogether? Tune in Sunday night to find out. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.